Warden Ron Rackley asked hundreds of prison officials, politicians, and press at the opening ceremony to stand
for the inaugural raising of the flags at the California Healthcare Facility.
It was a moment of celebration for prison officials in an otherwise grim month when a succession of legal decisions didn't go their way. Just last week, a 3-judge court ordered the state to release 9,600 inmates by the end of the year to relieve overcrowding. Those judges say that's the only way to ensure inmates get adequate health care. But Secretary of Corrections Jeff Beard says California's already providing good care and should be allowed to regain full control of the prison system.
We believe that we're ready to do that. We believe this facility will help us even further show that we're ready to do that. So, you know, yeah, I guess my hope would be that this maybe would be the day that maybe things start going in a more positive direction.
The first inmates are scheduled to arrive at the Stockton facility in late July, and not a moment too soon. On Monday, a U.S. District Judge in San Francisco gave the state 3 months to transfer thousands of inmates susceptible to valley fever out of 2 prisons where the deadly fungal infection is rife. That same day, a federal judge in Sacramento said he'd investigate understaffing of state-run psychiatric care units for prisoners. I'm Julie Small.